A bill that passed as part of the recent state budget is called the One Day to Protect New Yorkers Act. It changes the maximum sentence for Class A misdemeanors from 365 days to 364. As Ryan Kyloth reports, that small change could have a big impact in immigrant communities.
Let's start by defining terms. In New York, Class A misdemeanor is a broad category. Over 150 crimes, from riding the bus without paying to third-degree assault. The thing they all have in common is they carried a maximum sentence of 1 year. Until now.
So the new legislation is very simple. It reduces the maximum sentence for misdemeanors from 365 days to 364 days.
Jane Shim is an attorney with the Immigrant Defense Project, and she's describing the new One Day to Protect New Yorkers Act.
Just that one day change will protect people from triggering these very harsh consequences that are tied to that 1 year sentence.
If you're a legal immigrant, like a green card holder or an asylum seeker, and you get a Class A misdemeanor, it doesn't matter if you serve a day in prison or not. Just the fact that the maximum sentence was 365 days would trigger deportation proceedings. The One Day Act changes that. Immigrants convicted of Class A misdemeanors can still be deported, but the change gives judges more case-by-case discretion rather than an automatic trigger. A common misconception is that this change will protect undocumented immigrants from deportation, says Camille Mackler with the New York State Bar Association. In fact, she says,
anybody who's undocumented, if they're arrested, they're going to come to the attention of ICE. So we're really talking about individuals who are here in some kind of lawful status and who are at risk of losing that status because of a criminal arrest that may be magnified.
Opponents say New York should leave immigration to federal authorities and not try to work around the law. Mackler contends that immigration reform has been stalled in Congress for decades and that states are right to step up. State Senator Jessica Ramos, a New York City Democrat who co-sponsored the bill, expects it'll help around 9,000 New Yorkers stay in the country per year. In Albany, Ryan Kyloth.